Check.
I'm Chad.
I'm Kenneth Wyatt.
And welcome to episode two.
Episode two.
What is this called?
Maybe it's just in depth.
It's not in depth.
It's not in depth anymore. We're done going in depth.
We're
going
to be a lot more shallow this time around. No in depth. I want to only talk about how beautiful everything is, not any kind of
words. We're not going to be negative at all, I don't think.
I'm going to be negative for sure.
Thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate it if you were one of the 8 people who listened to our first episode. We hope you enjoyed it. We're back again to you know, just bring you some entertainment in life. You know, we know it's hard out there.
And that was Shitty Psychologist Talk Show Wyatt.
Shitty Psychologist Talk Show Wyatt.
So let's do an idea.
Okay, I think you should go first this time because I went first last time.
Oh, fuck, I knew you were going to say that. My first idea.
Okay, here we go.
Is called The Shocker.
The Shocker. The Shocker.
It's not what it sounds like, it's a pun.
It's not what I'm doing with my hand towards our assistant right now.
Don't even bring up the assistant. This episode, the assistant is not here. She's out
Jill's,
sick.
She is sick right now.
We don't know who's going to engineer.
We wish she was here. We have no idea who's going to handle any of this sound stuff because she did all of it.
Production right out the window. But no, not the popular hand position.
Okay.
But I was thinking the other day, I don't remember the last time I was, like, truly shocked by something.
I see. Like, in terms
like,
of, like, media?
Faint anymore, you know? Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, people don't... There's not a lot that you can shock people with anymore.
It's hard.
Like,
it's hard.
Even the most, like, shocking movies aren't really, like...
They're not...
Not shocking. They're just like, oh... It's almost like in your mind... It's like when you say, oh, that's funny. It's almost like, oh, that's shocking. It's not like I'm actually shocked. It's just like, oh, if I was still a... Like, in touch and, like,
yeah,
very, like, emotional person who couldn't control their shock, I would be shocked.
You'd be shocked. I think we've just been desensitized to everything.
I guess so, yeah.
Right?
Like, can you think of something that would still shock you?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
It's almost like the only things I could think that would probably shock me would be, like, very surreal situations where, like, if I saw, like, actual violence happen in front of me or something, that would be
shocking.
Yeah,
I think you have to be, directly involved. What we generally think of things shocking us are, like, things that the news just tells us.
Yeah.
And I don't think they can tell me anything right now that would ever shock me. Like, if they told me that, Vladimir Putin just, like, you know, fucking took over Australia, like, I wouldn't be like, oh, that's weird. I wouldn't think twice about that.
I think that might be it, though, is that it's just that we get so much secondhand. Telling someone being like, this shocking thing just happened.
Yeah.
Instead of, but I feel like something still might be shocking if it just happened to me. So it has to be the first person.
Actually, now that you say it, I saw a guy get punched in the face once on New Year's. I was hanging out with Peter. It must have been like 4 years ago when I first met Peter. And we were like driving down a road with like some friends. And we just saw this guy just cold clock this other dude in the face. Like, and it was like, that was like shocking. We were like, that was like, yeah, it was intense.
Yeah. But yeah, like whenever fights break out, you're just like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, don't experience that very often.
I've always wanted to be in a fight, man.
I've never been in a fight. This is called Fight Club?
I don't know
what that's taken. What's a better name for that?
Wyatt wants to get in a fight.
Wyatt wants to get into a fight.
If Wyatt gets into a fight, if he may, if he might, I put the punch to the face.
Fight Club.
And see, if I get into a fight, I might find out what's in your face.
Wyatt wants to get into a fight. All right.
With whoever comments on this video.
Is there comments?
Anyone who says, are there comments?
First person to comment.
First.
Gets punched in the face.
I will come to your house and I will punch you in your
That's
face.
That's a really bad thing to say because that means no one's going to comment if they don't get punched in the face. You either comment and get punched in the face or you don't comment and you don't get punched in the
face. It's a 50-50 chance. You either comment. Hey.
Hey.
Do you have a class in here?
We have an event in here.
Okay, that's cool. We were just hanging out.
Yeah, we're just hanging out.
Okay, cool.
We're not doing anything right now. We just needed to pick a random spot to hang out in here.
And we're back.
And we're back. So this is episode 2 again.
We're going to edit this so it seems like nothing happened, but we essentially got kicked out of our room.
We got kicked out of a... We were in... classroom, I don't 17? Know the number, 17 in a yeah. basement, but now we're in a different classroom that looks the exact same.
Literally the exact same. I don't think anything's different.
Continuing episode 2.
Where were
we? New classroom.
Were we getting shocked?
We're talking about being shocked. You said punched in the face. Anyone comments?
Oh, yeah. Yes, correct. If anyone comments, there's a 50-50 chance, okay? You're either going to get punched in the face, I'm going to come to your house, or I'm going to give you $10.
So you're saying if you like chicken out, you give them $10?
No. I'm saying that I'm going to flip a coin.
Oh, okay.
And if it's heads, you're going to get $10. And if it's tails,
you sound like the fucking
you're
going to
get punched in the face.
Listen here, fat man. Heads, $10. Tails, I punch you in the face.
He's like, that will do anything. Like, you don't want to do
it'll
that.
It'll change everything.
I'm not going to comment on your dumb podcast.
That's one of the worst Christian Bale Batmans I've ever heard.
That's great, dude. What was it about?
I guess it's
what
not
what are you
that
talking about?
Okay, that's better. You've gotten better over the past 10 seconds. All right, if you were the Joker,
welcome, if I was the Joker?
Welcome to...
Nothing, if nothing I was the Joker. Scares me more.
If I was the Joker, what would I joke?
If I was the Joker.
Scares me more than the Joker, because he's just like all about pure anarchy.
That's his deal. That's why he's like
he has no motives, and that's why he's so great. Yeah. Have you ever read The Killing Joke, which is by Frank Miller?
No, but I've heard of it. Yeah,
it's really great.
Okay, what is your favorite like bad guy?
My favorite bad guy.
Yeah.
Whew, that's rough.
This is called Bad Guys.
It's called Bad Guys.
Bad guys everywhere, bad guys in your house, trying to take your things. Bad guys everywhere. Bad guys, bad guys.
Favorite bad guys. I like Emperor Palpatine a lot.
He's like the most classic
authority
figure.
I think it's because like evil. I watched a lot of that series when I was a kid, and it was always like he was like
the
really he was really scary. Yeah, the new Star Wars that came out. Like 99.
What were your opinions on the new Star Wars?
Dude, I didn't hate them. Everybody else hates on them, but yeah. I was like I said, I was a kid.
But it's bound to happen. If enough people hate something vehemently enough, there's gonna be people who are like, it's gonna make it sound like it's worse than it is.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. I think they got unfairly vilified.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, they're definitely entertaining and fun. Yeah. Are they as good as the original three? Of course not. Like, I don't even know. Are the new ones going to be as good as the three we just saw that we all hated? Probably, but I liked them. I liked Jar Jar Binks, you know what I mean? I was a Jar Jar guy.
Did you like Jar Jar?
I loved Jar Jar Binks when I was a kid.
Why is that?
I don't know. He was just like an interesting character. He said Jar Jar, and he like danced and like was really dumb.
I did like that. There was a lot of interesting like monsters and aliens, and like they went to different more worlds and stuff. That was really interesting. I like that.
Yeah, I think we're spoiled by like CGI and stuff though. That's our generation. You know what I mean? That's why I think they're entertaining.
Yeah, that is true. That was one of the reasons some of the CGI was. But there's some cool parts. Pod racing, that was cool. That's a great game.
See, that's the thing. Yeah, the game was way better at Chuck E. Cheese.
Did you play it at Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, I played it at Chuck E. Cheese, man. You ever go to Chuck E. Cheese?
I haven't been. I think I went maybe twice as a child. I think I kind of missed that whole thing. What are your experiences with
Chuck E. Cheese? Chuck E. Cheese is awesome. I had a recent experience where I took my niece, and I had a ton.
Because you can't
of
go
fun.
By yourself.
You literally cannot go to Chuck E. Cheese by yourself.
They won't let you in.
They will not let you in.
Oh wow!
Like it's like a.
Someone told me that, but like almost I thought it was just like
one time
saying.
In high school, me and my friends tried to go just to like be dicks and like have fun, and they wouldn't let us in.
I think that would be
fun.
Because
we didn't have a kid.
Get like the animatronics and stuff.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah.
You know?
We were gonna drop Sid, bro.
That is the most high school idea ever.
Like, it is.
Dude, I got two things that are awesome. Chuck E. Cheese and Sid.
Fuck yeah.
We're trip balls with that giant rat man. Those kids.
But recently I went with my niece and I set a high score on the basketball machine.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Was that because only kids have been on the
basketball
machine?
I think that's probably why. I crushed it, dude.
I
by
bet
like
you
40
did.
Points.
You and 14, 7-year-olds, you're probably going to come out
no,
on top.
No one is going to touch that ever again. But it's fun, dude. Chuck E. Cheese is fun. Like, the pizza's terrible, and it's a little too expensive.
Yeah.
Because you have to buy, like,
the entertainment
food, and then you got to buy tokens. And the thing is, some of the games you can just roll through.
Arcades are rough, man. It's like, I think I really like the idea of arcades, but I'm never willing to put out the, like, quarters to really, like, enjoy it a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it's always been, like, on a whim. Someone else has some quarters, and I'll do the arcade. But I've never, like, just gathered a shit ton of quarters and been like, today's the day, I'm going, like, play those games at the arcade and stuff. Yeah. I guess there's not many great arcades either.
Not around us. You ever been to a Dave & Buster's?
No, but I know
I've never been to one either, but apparently they're, like, awesome arcades for adults.
Yeah,
which
that's what I've been told.
I mean, that's not, like, a romantic place you would take your girl, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know, depends on the girl.
Have you been to that new one that's, like, on Sherwood?
No, but I've heard about Quarters.
Yeah,
something?
It's called Quarters.
Is it fun?
I haven't been. I want to go.
I guess we gotta go.
We're gonna have to go. We're doing some research for you, the listener.
We'll record an
episode
there.
About our local arcade.
About our local, no one will relate. It'll be awful.
I think for kids, but then I think at like 8 p.m. it turns into like a 21 or older.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, kids, get out.
Get out.
We're
get
trying to do something here.
So I have an idea. You want to hear it?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the first idea I wrote down: restoring the Louisiana Purchase.
Restoring the Louisiana Purchase.
Yes, restoring
okay.
the Louisiana. I want to start a sort of domestic terrorist group where we restore Louisiana to its former size.
Like the entire, like,
yes.
oven mid-size.
The
like-
entire western seaboard, essentially.
I don't think it was the entire western
seaboard. It wasn't, no, it wasn't.
Like, to the Rockies. It was like the Mississippi to the
Rockies.
It was
all the way to Canada, though.
Yeah, up. But yeah. I'm saying, like, left and right.
Yeah, you're right. I think after the Rockies, I think that was all uncharted at that point. Yeah. But how do you feel about that?
I'm into it.
You're into it? I mean, we're from Louisiana. Yeah. Louisiana's a great state. I don't see why we had to give up all of our land and territory for all these other fuckers. It just doesn't make any sense, man.
These other states.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, most people would know that we're recording from Louisiana.
I hope they do.
And so Louisiana's the one. Is this a new state, or are we taking Louisiana and then slowly taking other land?
We are just going to take Arkansas back. Okay? It's
going
to be ours.
Just the group.
This group.
Are we like, but I'm saying, are we like getting Louisiana's, not government, but like, are we keeping Louisiana as it is and then just taking the rest? Are we going to have to first take over Louisiana to our group?
I think we can just convince the Louisiana government that this is a good thing to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So pitch your idea to the Louisiana government.
Okay. So, hey, what's up, guys? So, remember how they took all that land from us and it was really shitty? Remember that?
Took all that land
You remember
from
when we were here and that happened?
You mean divided it into states?
Okay, here's what we need to do, guys. No. Here's what we need to do, okay? We need to go up into Arkansas and we need to take it back, okay? We're going to start taxing them. 80%, okay? So we can make some money. You know, we can build some new schools. Our state has shitty roads, okay? We have shitty public schools. Look at the stats, people. It's in there. Okay? We're going to go to Arkansas. We're taking it back. Where are we going next? Whatever fucking state's above Arkansas.
If I knew more geography, fuck that state.
Dude, I think it might be Oklahoma or whatever.
Maybe like
it is.
Nebraska.
I don't care, dude, but we're just working our way up.
Where's
okay?
Colorado? No, that's too far west.
Can we like retroactively buy it back from the French? Or, like, can we retrade?
Buy it back? Are you saying you want to give it back to France?
Oh, let's sell it to France.
So you're not even making Louisiana Purchase to enjoy the Louisiana Purchase. What? You just want to take some land, have this sell it to a different country.
I was going to flip it, essentially. We were going to
flip the Louisiana Purchase?
Yeah.
We're going to flip the Louisiana Purchase, but
that
you're
was
not
my plan, is we were going to take it back, and then we're going to flip it
I was
to another country.
While you were explaining it, it sounded like the shittiest like plot to like a sci-fi movie. Like, the background is like, a man took over half of America and is now ruling it with an iron fist.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Only four people can bring it back.
That's what I wanted
so
to do.
So you're the bad guy. Maybe you're my favorite guy.
Maybe I'm your favorite bad guy.
The Mississippi Flipper.
I just...
First podcast.
That's it, dude. Mississippi Flipper, man.
The Mississippi
That's great.
Flipper.
Mississippi Flipper.
It sounds like a shitty remake of Flipper.
Yeah.
It's just in Mississippi.
Like some shitty
like,
brackish
why is
water.
A dolphin in Mississippi?
Like a dumbass fucking dolphin.
And it turns into kind of like
a fat, obese dolphin.
An Air Bud kind of thing where the dolphin's like really good at like
basketball,
drinking beer, and
being
hanging
racist.
Out on the porch.
I was on the porch. Dude, that was rough.
Why is that rough?
Because it's racist.
People love hanging out on porches in the South.
I like hanging out on porches, too.
I realize that it could come off as racist,
okay.
But I was just saying that I love hanging out on porches, and that's kind of like a Southern thing.
No, I agree. It is a very Southern thing.
It's not super cold outside.
Yeah.
Fucking racist flipper.
I took it there.
That goddamn the Mississippi dolphin.
Flipper. So yeah, I just want to restore it. I want to take it back. You know, I want to have the Rockies in Louisiana. You know what I mean? I want all the NFL teams that are in those areas to be the Louisiana whatevers, right?
Yeah.
I want to. If I would have had Tops, you know, I could
go anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. You can go. You can go to any of these colleges. They're all going to be in Louisiana's. Okay, we're gonna have to do a lot of rebranding.
Yeah, definitely.
To make this happen, but I think it'll be worth it.
I like that, and I think part of it is like a lot of countries are a lot smaller than America, and they divide that into smaller areas. And we have America, which is huge, and we're barely dividing it into like states. And those have like a state thing has gotten a lot bigger, where like states are kind of more independent than they used to be, maybe.
Yeah.
But I would like to take it to the extreme, to where we're like just huge. This huge plot of land, not really divided all that well.
No, not
like,
at all.
There's like one guy who's ruling the entire entire territory, very loosely.
Definitely not our actual governor right now, because he sucks. Does anybody like
Where's,
him?
Where,
not, so I don't know a lot about
does
politics.
Does anyone like any political figure after
I guess
like
that's
8 years?
A good point. Yeah.
There's only the lowest of the low end up in that career because you are just a face. And that is it.
You're nothing, essentially.
You have to be basically look clean enough on paper for people to be like, ah, sure.
Yeah.
He can make decisions.
It's politics, right?
We did get a little deep. We got a little in-depth on that one.
Yeah, a little too depth.
We can never say depth. For the rest of this podcast. We can
I don't
only
think
say,
I can say it for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I can never go in-depth again.
That's going to be an inside running joke for you viewers of the first episode.
We want you to really feel like we're friends here.
Yeah, we really care about you.
What will be the new capital of the purchase?
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe we could build like a giant castle in like the Rockies or something?
This is getting more and more like fantastical.
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly what it's getting.
The state... The state? Is it a state? Country? I guess it's a country.
Can we have a state, girl?
Are we still going to be part of America? I didn't even ask that.
I don't know. Because I feel like after we flip it, somebody else will own it.
So, France.
Yeah.
I guess it'll be a... What would you call that?
What
a country
we,
owning
what
another
did,
country?
What did we give
a colony?
France in
what
Louisiana France? Purchase? We purchased this land.
We bought it from them because Napoleon was like really... He was doing really well as like a conqueror, like an emperor.
Yeah.
But then he like... I forget what disease it is. I learned about it recently. But a disease like wiped out half of his army. And so he just had to sell... He had to flip Louisiana Purchase to America to just get money.
That
to,
was a bad investment, Napoleon. Because this is the prime... Think how different the world would be if France was just right next to us.
And that's what's crazy. If that disease hadn't hit his troops on the way to, like, I don't think it was scurvy, but it was something like that hit his troops. If that hadn't happened, Louisiana would still be owned by France. And so that means like the Western Seaboard wouldn't have been like an option for America.
Yeah, we would have been shut off from it, essentially. They would have just colonized.
Manifest destiny is what it was called.
They would have just colonized that whole side.
Yeah. So where does America go next? Where are we taking
I mean, over? We're clearly trying to take over... the Middle East. I think it's pretty obvious.
Well, we're doing a bad job.
Well, we're not really trying to take it over. We're just trying to like
make its value so low.
Yeah, we're trying to
dick move.
Yeah, we're dicks essentially for sure. But what? So how much money did we pay France?
I don't know. I mean, it had to be a pretty. I mean, it was cheap per acre, but I mean, that's so many acres that it had to be some crazy number.
You think I can buy it?
I thought you were a terrorist group. You're going from terrorist
well,
to
I mean,
potential
I figured
buyer.
There's more of a diplomatic area I can go through. I'll go
you know
for
what's
that
great
one.
When you're flipping a house? When you steal it as a terrorist. When you're a terrorist
it's
group.
The only way I flip houses.
I didn't even ask that. That was another question I had. What is this terrorist group that you have? Like, what are they going to do to take over? You have a lot of bombs, maybe.
Yeah, we're going to make a lot of homemade bombs.
We got to get a lot of bandanas, for sure.
Well, this is why we need the Louisiana government to be in on it.
Because they're so corrupt already.
Yeah, exactly. A, they're already the most corrupt.
Hey, you know
state.
That payroll that you're secretly on? This is the new secret payroll.
B, we need all the fucking military equipment that the U.S. has been siphoning into our police force for no
all
reason.
All the assault rifles and shotguns that the LSU...
police have, yeah. That the LSU parking police have. Like, that's
police.
What we fucking need.
Like, 60 assault rifles. We take
it's
those.
It's nuts, yeah.
And we just ask them to join us. They'll be into it.
I think they will be into it, to be honest. They just want to go do some dumb stuff and kill some people.
Awesome. Are there any tanks in Louisiana?
Do we have any tanks?
I don't know.
World War II Museum, dude.
Does that still work?
Yeah, we're gonna siphon all that shit from the
shit.
World War II. Two museum,
that would be
dude. We're calling Tom Hanks up. He's gonna be involved.
Hey Tom, yeah, it's Chad. You know those tanks, Tom? You know those Tom tanks?
Tom tanks?
Your home tanks, you know those tanks we got in the D-Day Museum? We're taking those.
Yeah, and you're helping us out.
It's called Saving Private Land Ownership.
Dude, Tom Hanks could rule our new colony.
He'd be a great president.
I think that'd be great.
I think an actor is the best kind of political figure we could have.
Ronald Reagan.
Because at least we know they're lying to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan, man.
What actor would you want to have be the president of the U.S. the most?
My gut instinct was
this
someone like...
This podcast is called Actor Takes Over America.
President Act... No. Actor in Chief.
Oh, God. Podcast is called Actor in Chief.
Actor in Chief.
That's really good.
My first instinct was someone like really good looking, but then I was like, we don't want him to be too good looking, you know?
Do
just
we?
A normal good looking, not like,
I don't know if I agree with you. I was gonna go right to Brad Pitt.
All right, I was gonna say Ryan Gosling, but
I mean Ryan Gosling's pretty good looking.
Yeah, I was thinking someone just a notch lower.
Yeah,
like
Giovanni Ribisi.
Yeah, a little better.
A little better. Okay.
He's good looking, but I'm just saying somewhere in between there.
I see.
Like maybe like a Mark Ruffalo.
Ooh, I don't like Ruffalo. I don't think he'd be a good leader. He's been too much of a pussy in most of his movies.
What about a woman? How about an actress? No? All right. Wyatt has some pretty fucking skewed views on women.
Wyatt has some pretty fucking skewed views on women.
I'd be cool with an actress.
Edward Norton.
Only if it was... Ooh, Edward Norton would be a great one.
I think he's been the president. He's got a business, but still
he
can
does.
Be wild.
Yeah, side, he's got know? Like that... Yeah.
Edward Norton for president.
Dude, I think... Well, he'll only be president of Louisiana.
Louisiana Purchase, yeah. If it's... But it's owned by France? I don't...
Well, that's before we flip it, okay? We gotta make it look good before we flip it,
so we gotta
have a good president.
We pretend like we're buying the Louisiana Purchase. We take it as a terrorist group. We flip it to France,
boom.
And then we start a mutiny. That's not a mutiny, it's on land. Whatever it's called. We start riots in the French-owned Louisiana Purchase.
I see.
Retake it over, flip it to some other country. We just constantly flip it.
A never-ending flipper.
And it's such a shitty buy that no one will buy it, but it's so fun that everybody wants to buy it. Such a fun ride.
It's a Ponzi scheme. So people know that they're going to get just taken over again,
oh, yeah.
But they're just willing to,
they
like,
want to show that
it.
They can handle it.
If we could just make it, like, a status thing, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Who's
like,
owning the Louisiana Purchase this week?
Austria just bought the Louisiana Purchase.
That is the most impossible plan that has ever been conceived.
I think it can work.
Not even Nicolas Cage could pull off that.
Ooh, Nick Cage would be a good president. He'd be a little too wild.
He's the national treasurer.
He's our treasurer? Cool. We're just going to put actors at all of our
positions. Every single high-level position is going to be an actor. Is an ironic person
I
in
see.
That role. Like, he's national treasurer.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
You didn't
get
that?
His money.
Oh, no, because national treasurer was the movie he was in.
National what?
Treasure? National treasure?
National
treasure? The Nick Cage movie?
What, the one where he steals the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why he's the national treasurer.
Okay, sorry. I thought it was because he spends a lot of his
money.
Can't believe
you
did.
I was.
He's bankrupt.
Is
people.
He?
Yeah.
You are so up on the popular news. What do you do to stay up on this?
Oh, what do I do?
Do you have People Magazine?
I don't have People Magazine.
Then how did you?
I think I just heard. I probably just saw it on the internet at some point.
Yeah.
I don't have a real thing.
You don't have a Facebook.
I don't have a Facebook. Sorry.
What
viewers?
What do you look?
I don't know. I think I probably just found it on. Like I was just. Dicking around and like clicked on one link, clicked on another link, clicked on another link, and found out that
right.
I don't think he's like fully bankrupt, but that's why he's done a ton of films recently because he had to foreclose on his home in New Orleans, and he started doing a shit ton of films.
Well, he kind of green dated it, you know. He kind of like got too big for a second, and then he signed up for more than he could chew.
Yeah,
and then that was a bad. Form of that idiom, but he signed up for more than he could chew.
He signed up on a piece of paper
he
for
built
more food than he could chew.
He both tried to build himself, make himself look awesome, and also try to do a shit ton so that everyone knew who he was.
Yeah.
He was constantly saying, but I think he overdid himself. His chops aren't that good as an actor.
They're not. But
he's done good movies, though.
He has done good movies. And
I think we're accidentally going in cage here.
Get in the cage.
Nicolas Cage. You want to flip the next page.
He was in those movies.
Then you must go in Nicolas Cage.
This is in Cage.
Then you must go in Cage.
He was good. Nick Cage was good in Adaptation.
Yeah, he's not a bad actor, and he's a draw too. Like people want to see him. Like I like to see him too because he's like exciting. You know what I mean? I know at least if I'm going to see a film with him, it might be bad, but like he's going to be charismatic enough to watch. And I think that's one of the problems I have with films recently, and that's why I love to go see Tom Cruise films. Because Tom Cruise films, I mean, Tom Cruise plays like the same character nowadays, but it's still like, he's like such a movie star, and he's so charismatic and like awesome and like fun to watch that it's like worth going to see any of his films. And like a lot, Johnny Depp's not really like that. You know what I mean? He's not. He doesn't quite have that.
He's more in interesting movies than he is like an amazing,
an interesting
like,
movie star. Like he's not. Like
that's
he's a big movie star.
I've never
but
made
he's
that
not,
seem like seen that dichotomy. Like there's some actors like I want to see them in that movie, and there's some actors that I just want to see.
Yeah,
which is probably why you end up seeing actors in so many movies is that people are like people are gonna go see this guy no matter what just
because
he's like
because you can build a movie. Yeah. If Tom Cruise is in your movie, you can build. You can you're gonna make $200 million off of it. You know what I mean? Like.
I didn't see, like, Oblivion. Did you see that?
Oblivion was, like, I mean, I saw it, but it was fun, but it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't great, but it was okay. Edge of Tomorrow was a lot better.
Edge of Tomorrow,
did you see Edge of Tomorrow?
I haven't seen that.
That one was actually, like, good. And, like, he's in it, and he plays the same character, essentially, from, like, Oblivion. Like, some white dude with a name like Jack Stone, or, like, or, like...
He does have the most...
Matt Error.
It was weird, like, I didn't realize Tom Cruise was such an action star. For some reason in my mind, I didn't, like, think of him as an action star, but he really is, like, an action
star.
He's,
like, the number one action star right now.
He just doesn't give off, like, the modern action star vibe, like, kind of, like, a little buff and, like, it's, like, willing to do anything, but still, like,
it's,
has,
he's
like,
got the smile. That's what he's got. He just smiles.
He looks, he's a bit of a pretty boy for an action star.
He's a pretty boy.
It's interesting. I guess that was, but that was before there was, like, a really, no. Well, I was going to say that was before there was, like, an action movie, like, thing. Like, this is what action movie stars have to look, like, should look like, but...
Yeah, I feel like they're almost getting more typecast now.
Yeah.
To be, like, super square-jawed, like,
you know, people
buff
talk,
dudes.
People talk a lot about how movies are getting kind of less creative. Do you think that's true?
Definitely.
Movie talk!
Why do you think that is?
I think what happened is, like, they stopped making these mid-range films for little amounts of money, and they started making everything... They started putting a $100 million budget on, like, everything.
Yeah.
And... even larger than that, and they stopped making the $10 million, $15 million films.
Yeah, it's either, like, indie movie guy with, like, a camera.
Yeah, it's
like
essentially either, like, two dudes make a movie, or Fox makes a movie, and they only make movies that cost this much money, you know, over, and that amount is, like, over $100 million. And then what happened is, once that happens, everybody starts putting their hands in the pot, you know what I mean? And the more influences you have on something, the less creative it is. And that's, Louis talks about that a lot, and so is Lena Dunham from Girls. Like, about how if you work for a network or a film company and there's a lot of money invested in your project, you start getting a lot more notes. A lot of uncreative people start saying, hey, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? You know?
Awful.
Yeah. And what's so good about Girls and Louis is that they're just, like, such a singular creative voice that it makes the shows really interesting.
And it's weird that it kind of makes you feel weird when you're watching it because it's you get so used to seeing things that you expect. Like I was saying, when this comes back to the shocking stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard to see something shocking, but when I watch the, like their what they make, it's not shocking, but it's just like I feel different than other things.
You feel actual real emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like
it's
a real person creating.
Well, I mean,
them
you feel emotions when you watch blockbusters. Like, you know, they purposely try to make you like cry and feel excited.
Yeah, but
she's, and stuff.
I don't ever, like, you know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I guess I'm more of a sucker for that stuff than you are, though.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe.
Like, I still get emotional in really stupid movies just because, like, it affects me to see people on screen doing it.
Yeah.
But I agree that for people who are more realistic about, like, not realistic, but, like, they have a higher threshold for, like, what is gonna actually make them connect with the characters, it's a lot easier to do it when it's more interesting and it's, like, something you haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And done in a different way. I
agree. So, like, they don't... So, once you have this much money and being invested into your movie, it has to be a success. And then everyone... And then they just, like, try to make it appeal to the widest audience.
Yeah.
Which...
And I guess that sucks in the mid-range people, I guess? Or, like, they have to either go to the low side or the high side, the mid-range people? Are they... People just don't buy those movies anymore.
They just... You can't make those movies anymore. That's one of the main things Steven Soderbergh's been criticizing the film industry about, is that you have to make this giant film or, like, there's, like, little market for even someone as talented as him. You know what I mean? That's why he, like, retired, essentially.
Yeah.
Because he just couldn't find funding for films that only cost $20 million.
It makes
it's
you
starting
wonder.
To change. Hollywood's been real behind the curve for the past, like, 7 or 8 years. And all they've been making are, like, uncreative sequels. And everybody knows this, you know? Like,
yeah.
Because it's just a safer bet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But what's happening is that just started to turn on them. We had like 4 or 5 super terrible superhero movies. You know, we had like the Green Lantern and we had the Green Hornet and we had like a couple other subpar, like a subpar X-Men film, you know? And like what happened is people were starting to like kick back against that. And then they came out with Guardians of the Galaxy, which was like phenomenal, yeah. You know? And they're starting to make creative films again.
Well, I don't think it's going to kick back too far though, because I think what all the movies, they started doing that whole blockbuster thing and then there was the kickback. But then they started realizing that films, like I think like when the first Batman came out, the first Christopher Nolan Batman came out, they're like, oh, if we just do like dark rethinking background stories, people will buy into it again.
Well, yeah, I read an article all about the Nolanization of the superhero
exactly
movies.
What I'm talking about,
and
yeah.
A lot of the superhero movies after The Dark Knight came out, like Iron Man 3 came out and it was like super brooding and like intense, and Skyfall even was that way.
Yeah.
Skyfall was super like that.
Changed,
and it was awful because that's
movies.
Not who James Bond is.
Yeah.
I was really, really disappointed with Skyfall.
I was disappointed with Skyfall too. It was cool looking, like all
of
them.
Totally,
then,
of course. Like it, but
it was too brooding.
First off, way too brooding, and that's not who James Bond is. Like, we don't need to know about his parents. Like, who the fuck are James Bond's parents? Like, nobody cared. Like, no one's ever cared about James Bond's parents. Like, they, like, James Bond isn't like a orphan, like a scared little orphan who's like sad, you know, that's not who he is. And they made that film like that. Iron Man 3 was like that. And Tony Stark's not like that either.
Yeah.
Tony Stark's like a fun loving
like
asshole.
Just like over,
you know,
the
mean?
Top, like,
yeah, like
too
they're
confident.
Supposed to be, they're supposed to be like that. Like,
and I get they want to make it more, they want to add some character to it, but it felt a little forced.
Oh, it was all forced. There was a lot of films like, there's a lot of films in the past 3 or 4 years that were like that.
Yeah. And and TV shows too now. They make a lot of like those like dark brooding background moderately supernatural kind of stories. What's that guy's the bad guy from Skyfall? What's that bad guy?
Javier Bardem.
Yeah.
Javier Bardem.
He's a
good actor.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, he is.
I was kinda, I don't know. He was good in he was good in Skyfall.
He was good, but like his character's weird and like he doesn't have a lot of screen time.
Yeah, I was disappointed. Yeah, he was not enough of that movie.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite bad guys, like No Country for Old Men is such an amazing bad guy.
No Country for Old Men is ridiculous. Movie talk.
Oof.
You want to get one of your ideas? You want to bring another one out?
Yeah, I got it. Wow, all of these ideas are shitty. okay, I was singing the song Waiting for the World to Change. I lied to you.
John Mayer?
It is one of my ideas, but it's not that. It's close. It's called Waiting for the World to Chan.
Waiting on the world to chan. Talking
know what you're...
Is it about 4chan?
No. It's about Jackie Chan.
It's about Jackie Chan.
But I can't remember why I wrote that.
Waiting for the World to Chan.
I wrote that when we were in the first room that we were in.
I see.
Where is this called?
Before some bitch kicked us out. If you're listening,
what is a
bitch.
It's not where is... What's the name of our podcast where we try to find out
the
where
we do... The podcast inside a podcast? Yeah. Where is this going to be?
Where is this going to be? That's it.
Where is this going to be?
that was weird. When we were where is this gonna be ing?
Yeah.
I forgot why I wrote Waiting for the World to Chan. I think it's just that I haven't seen Jackie Chan in a while.
Where's Jackie Chan at? What's he doing?
What's your favorite Jackie Chan movie?
What's my favorite Jackie Chan movie?
I think I'm just gonna go with Rush Hour just because
I think
it's
I'm a Shanghai Noon guy.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
That's an underrated. I think that one got shadowed. Should have got Shanghai'd by
five meal now one.
By Rush Hour 1 and 2 and 3. And,
yeah.
See,
I'm more of an Owen Wilson fan than and he's good in those films. That's like peak Owen Wilson right there.
Yeah. What was Owen Wilson's first? Was it
Bottle Rocket?
I think that might have been it.
Maybe.
Because I think that was like early 90s, late 80s.
You know the only thing I think about when it comes to Owen Wilson? Did you know that in like ancient Greek times, having a crooked nose was like a sign that you were a good leader because Julius Caesar had like a really crooked nose, so they thought that that was like a connective trait. And all I ever think about is how they would have loved Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Because he has the most fucked up nose.
Why does he have a fucked up nose?
I don't know, but he makes it work, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, I actually did look up. Johnny Depp does have bad eyes.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Johnny Depp has terrible. He wears glasses all the time.
Yeah, he has bad eyes. And do you know why Caesar had a crooked nose?
I don't. Is there something to that?
No, I would like to know, though, because that's interesting. That's one of those weird things that people used to think, that, like, just everything's connected by DNA. So, like all the, like, royal people had, like, huge jaws and, like, weird big shoulders and stuff. And they started, like, these weird amalgamations of these, like, crossbred, like, inbred, like...
Gross.
Royalty figures.
Yeah, so Owen Wilson would be a great leader.
Owen Wilson would be a great leader.
It's a fact.
Like, hey,
hey,
man,
you
love
know what?
Rome.
Maybe we got a spot for him in the Louisiana Purchase.
Owen Wilson is vice president?
Vice president. Yeah. No, I think Norton's president. Let's not challenge Norton yet.
Owen Wilson's not. He's more of a vice, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to put him in as a president.
What's your? Do you have a favorite Owen Wilson movie? I don't know why I keep asking you your favorite movies, but
that's okay. It's probably Wedding Crashers.
That was a
I'm
good movie.
I'm probably selling them short. There's probably something I'm missing here. We don't have the internet right now, so we can't pull up his IMDb page.
Yeah, this is an internetless, non-modern podcast, even though it's going to be on the internet. I mean, like, Wes Anderson films. Like, I really liked him in Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah, he's good in all those. Yeah. What was your idea again? That we
Waiting for the World to Chant?
Waiting for the World to Chant.
I can't remember. It was some pun about something changing.
I don't think we know enough about Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
He's been gone for a little while.
All waiting for him to... Come back.
Chan, bring it
back. I just want things to Chan, you know?
He probably just made so much money, God damn it.
That reminded me of Community. You ever watch Community?
Yeah, I liked Community a lot.
He always says, Chang. He always says, it's like, you got any spare Chang? And he always uses his name as like a pun.
A terrible pun.
And people, it's really funny.
That show was really good in the first couple seasons.
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved
it.
Did you
ever watch it after Dan Harmon left?
Yeah, it was all right. It lost, I think it was one of those things, like you said, if you like a charismatic actor, you're just going to watch their shitty
films
anyway.
Yeah, it lost a little steam.
It lost steam, but I was already like bought into the premise, so I was like, I'll just keep going.
Are they still making it?
And so I watched it. I think he came back and they're making a new season like right now.
Oh, I see.
So I'd like to see that, to see if it changes. If it just lost steam, or it was because Dan Harmon left for that fifth.
NBC was so dumb for like kicking him out.
Yeah, that's classic, just stupid TV decision. Like, yeah. Oh, get rid of the guy who made it cool.
Yeah, and then no one watches the show anymore. And they're
like
oh,
said,
wait.
That's exactly what we were talking about. Non-creative people making creative decisions.
It happens so much. It's like they come in and they start making decisions to try to make you appeal to a larger audience. And all that does is destroy what you're trying to create. But luckily, and that Kevin Smith podcast I was talking about, he talks a lot about niche and like how there's niche markets now. And you can really do like really super niche stuff because that's what people are into right now. Yeah. You know, like, you don't have to appeal to the most general person anymore. Like,
for instance, two people talking about taking over America in a classroom.
Totally. If you're behind us, comment. But don't be the first guy.
Yeah,
you might get punched in the face.
Such an empty threat, I feel. You are not going to punch the first person.
I'm going to have
person.
To go to somebody's house.
Yeah, you're going to have to find them. You're going to have to do a lot more work than they are.
Oh, God, that's already too much work,
Chad. You could get into a fight much easier. We are on a college campus.
We are.
You could go to the nearest bar, pick some buff dude. A buff dude, not a skinny dude.
Why can't I pick a skinny dude?
Because you're not a fucking Pussy Wyatt.
He's right about that.
Free Pussy Wyatt. I forgot
Free
about
Pussy
that.
Free Pussy Wyatt.
See, okay, here's this joke. That's an inside joke.
Bring him in on this one.
There was the popular Free Pussy Wyatt riot.
Yeah, well, you messed it up already, you idiot.
Free Pussy Riot. Which, whenever I think about things that were, like, super big for, like, a week, but, like, a year ago.
Yeah.
It's so weird to think about it. It seems so, like, fad-oriented. It's like, I don't realize how fad-oriented, like, everyone is now, including myself.
Yeah,
like,
we
everything
all
is just,
it's
like,
just
what's
the
popular
works.
This week? What's popular
it's,
this
it's
week?
It's because they just report on things so intensely,
it's
and
exactly
they just
what,
drop them.
Yeah, it's exactly what everyone predicted would happen.
Like, what's happening with the Ebola virus?
Don't Jerry Seinfeld me right now. Especially about Ebola. That's just killing people. All right.
You're killing me, Smalls.
But it seemed like people were so self-aware that we were, like, accelerating culture that they would have, like, not bought into it as much. But it's almost like it slips by us so easily because it's, like, such a human thing to want to just accelerate and get to the next thing.
Yeah, we pretty much...
We can't
We
stop
talk
it.
About a lot, but we never get in-depth about anything anymore. Especially in our...
Wait, did you use a TH?
Did I do it?
You had TH.
Damn it, what's the punishment for that?
What's the in-depth punishment?
What's the in-depth punishment for making that mistake?
You get punched in the face.
I get punched in the face?
Should I punch you in the face live?
How about we flip a coin and make sure?
I'll punch you in the face, man. I'm not joking. If I have a coin in my wallet, you're about to get
it. God damn it.
If I have a coin in my wallet...
Why would you have a coin in your wallet?
Sometimes I'm feeling really lazy.
Dude, Chad has like a ton of hundos in his wallet right now. I might kill him and take his wallet.
I have 120. It was two. I have 220s.
Yeah, I saw there's more than 120 in there, dude.
I don't know why I lied.
I don't know. You're a bad liar.
I really am.
You couldn't even do it.
I don't know
for a second.
Why I'm such a bad liar. Actually, no.
You got it, dude.
I think I just
from playing
practiced.
Poker, I became really good at it.
I'm terrible at poker.
Yeah, you just
how did
convince
you, how
yourself.
How did you become a good liar?
You really, really have to convince yourself.
That's what I've heard, and I've tried to do that.
And it's a negative thing, because if you are lying, and you know you're lying, and you convince yourself that you're right, it's like, it could be bad. But there are situations where I have done that.
It's just a nice thing to have in your back pocket. It is a, I've, like, when I thought about it, I was like...
It's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah. it's something I'd like to be able to do, but it's not necessarily something that I'd like to think that I'm good at, you know? It's one of those things.
Yeah,
like killing people.
Exactly. Just like strangling kittens.
I'd like to be good at killing people, but I don't want to do it. But just back pocket kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Strangling kittens.
Did I say that?
I don't know.
Jill, did I say that?
Jill? No, she's gone. She's still gone.
I wish Jill was here.
I miss her. This is called I Miss Jill.
I miss Jill.
Called I Miss Jill. Jill, we don't have anyone here to be scantily dressed. We're in a room full of shitty projectors and fucking look at that overhead. There's two overhead projectors over there.
Do people use overhead projectors? Still?
What is with overhead projectors?
There's three.
Well, that one's kind of nice though.
Okay, one nice overhead projector.
Two ones from like 1920.
Yeah, I've seen that projector so many times. Whoever owns. This is
OHDF
like
576. Whoever owns that needs to take care of it.
Whoever owns the projector company made it huge in like 1988.
Yeah, and that's it, and they're done.
He's just sitting on a pile of money, just like drawing things on overhead projectors on a pile of money, just being like, "I'm the king of the projectors." And then he had to Nick Cage it and sell everything.
Nick Cage,
the treasurer of our Louisiana Purchase
our beautiful
country.
Society.
Wait, what should we name our country?
I like the Louisiana Purchase.
Okay. We can call it LAP for short.
Yeah, LAP.
Louisiana
Purchase. Get on our lap. Ugh. That'll be like the...
That is the worst
That'll
motto.
Be our public service
Get on
announcement.
Our lap?
Get on our lap.
That sounds like the most pedophile-y like, like motto you could have.
I like it.
Get on our lap.
Get on our lap. I like how we both did shitty southern accents there.
Yeah, even though we're from Louisiana.
Okay, I got another idea.
All right, hit it.
You ready? And then I have a side idea inside this idea.
Okay.
Cats versus dogs, dude.
Some like cats and some like dogs.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Cats, cats, dogs, dogs. Cats, cats, dogs, dogs.
Cats, cats, dogs, dogs.
Cats versus
Let's
dogs.
Let's do it. Let's settle it right now.
A tale as old as time.
A tale as old as the Louisiana Purchase. And we're going to settle it today.
1809.
I think it was 1809? The Civil War was in like the 1800s.
Yeah.
It had to be 1709, right?
But
Jill,
the colonies.
Jill, if you're listening to this, can you...
I want
to
say Louisiana became a state. No, that's not right. I think it is like 1809 or something.
That seems late. I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know at all. It's on a coin or something, I'm sure.
It's somewhere. If we had that coin, you might be punching me in the face right now. So
dogs,
we don't have it.
Punch anyone with a gun.
Cats versus dogs. You go.
Tell me
what you want.
Should we make a pros and cons, or should we just...
Dude, let's pro and con it.
All right, first, let's just get this over with. On three, you say cat or dog, I say cat or dog.
Okay.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Cats. Boom.
Cat people. We got two cat people
in
the house.
Cats really are where it's at, and I feel like dogs are pretty were in vogue for a while. But I think cats are taking over.
Yeah.
Here's why. 80% of you with dogs have shitty dogs.
Yeah, that's
80%
true.
80% of people have a shitty, untrained, like, non-listening, dumb dog who doesn't listen to what they say, and they make tons of excuses for it, and they just let that dog run their lives. Cats are not needy. They're chill as fuck. They'll show up for a little bit, be like, "Hey, what's up, man? You want to pet me for a little bit?" And then they'll ditch. You know what I mean? Like, they don't need you to, like, give them constant attention.
Yeah.
They're not going to cry and bark all the time, you know? Sometimes they meow, but cats are just so low-key and chill, and dogs are just too much.
And I think that's... Actually, this is a completely different subject, but as usual, one of the reasons...
I think our viewers are used to it at this point.
Yeah,
Why do I keep saying viewers? Because we're going to broadcast those images.
Into your
that's
mind.
Right.
You combining with Johnny Depp.
That's right. Me going in depth.
I'm not
going
to go that far to depth. But I almost just don't like animal owners, like pets in general, not because I'm like a social activist.
Yeah.
It's just because like what I don't like about... Oh, this is going to sound horrible. I don't really like animals in general compared to humans because animals don't give a shit about you. I mean, they do to some extent. Like, there's dogs that care for their owners and cats that care about the owners, and they, like, they love you so much as they, like, will curl up with you and they'll get worried about you.
Yeah.
But, like, they're still going to just shit on your stuff and they don't care. Like, they're just going to do it, whatever.
They really don't.
They're going to bark. And you can train them to do better, but you're basically, like, forcing them to be, like, be nice to me because I'm the one who's helping you. And I mean, I guess that's kind of a skewed view, obviously.
A little bit.
And I mean, I didn't grow up with pets, so that's probably one of those classic childhood things.
We just got into it.
But I do, later on when I'm older, I do want to, when I'm 90, I'm going to get a cat.
I feel like the potential of a dog can be better. I feel like the experience you have with a dog can be better.
Yeah. But it's almost like you're gambling.
That's not most people's experiences. Because people get a dog and they're living with this girl and then neither of y'all train it well and then y'all break up and then now you're taking care of this dog that was never trained, that lives in your shitty apartment. How many people live in tiny apartments and have dogs? Blows my mind.
Yeah.
You're pretty much could you imagine if you had to stay just in a house all day?
Yeah.
And you were never allowed to leave the house? And somebody came home and let you outside for 5 minutes, and then you just had to go back inside that house. That's not a life at all. That's shit.
But do you think cats? That's fine.
Oh, totally. Cats don't give a fuck. I guess that's cool. I didn't think about that at all.
So it's almost like your perception of cats is that they don't mind being.
They're totally cool with it.
They're cool with being in a tiny box.
Most of the cats that I have growing up were outside cats too.
Yeah, that's
so you'd let them outside, and what's cool about a cat, you're gonna let it outside, and it might go five houses down, but it's gonna fucking come back. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And that's actually one thing I actually read this when I was... This is going to sound so...
Intellectual?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
When I was taking the MCAT, one of the stories...
Mr. Fancy Man over here.
It's like you have to read the story and answer the questions. I got really into the story, which is kind of weird. It helped me answer the questions. But it was a cool story about how dogs and cats are different because dogs are from wolves, which are pack animals.
Yeah.
And so they need a leader to show them what to do. But cats come more for tigers and stuff, which have packs, but there's less of an alpha dog kind of a thing going on.
Yeah, they're more solitary.
So that's why cats are kind of just you can just let them go. And I think that is why cats, this is sounds stupid, but cats are more a modern pet. Because they're not leaders. They're not going to it's not something you have to tell or be told what to, they're not, it's either them telling.
I really think
you.
That in the next 100 years, cats are going to be bigger than dogs. But I definitely think dogs are
bigger
than
cats. But what about
right now.
Goldfish?
What about goldfish? Let's talk about them.
No.
Never.
Worst pet.
Terrible.
I had a gold. Okay.
Pretty much any other pet.
This is going to get even sadder, but I had one goldfish once named Goldie who lasted for a week.
Yeah.
And then he died.
Poor Goldie.
And then I was like, I know I'm 7, Mom, but no more animals for the rest of my life.
That was it. So that's what's cool about cats, though, is you can open the door, they'll go outside, they'll go hunt, they'll go do whatever they want, and then they come back and they scratch on the door and you let them in, and then they're they cuddle with you, you know?
But you can go wrong with cats. You can, if you don't clean up after them or
there's
minimal training, you know?
Yeah, there's a little bit you have to do with cats, but it's not nearly as much as dogs.
So that's what I was saying. It's cats, you have a low threshold for what you have to do for them, and you get a little bit back. With dogs, you have to put in a lot of time,
you get a lot
back.
And if you don't have a lot of time to put in with this dog, you shouldn't have a dog.
It's almost people don't have the right perception of how much time
they
you need to put in.
They have no idea.
But I think that is something that people who support shelters and stuff are starting to realize is that you can't just start giving away dogs to anyone who comes around. Or, giving away any kind of animal really that takes a lot of care.
It does.
So what was your
the idea inside that idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Meow. That's what I call music.
Meow. That's what I call music.
Does that have anything to do with cats, or you just...
It has something to do with cats.
Okay, go ahead.
So you know...
The musical? Cats the musical?
Nothing to do with Cats the musical. Right. But it has something to do with musical cats. So you know how Kidz Bop takes popular music and has kids sing it?
Yeah.
I want to take popular music and have cats meow it.
That sounds fucking awful.
That sounds awesome.
You know those
what?
Little cat pianos on the iPhones, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to do. And then I want to sell that CD.
And then make it the national song of the Louisiana Purchase.
Make it
or
the national
lap,
song.
As we're calling it from now on.
The lap, getting
our
lap.
Are we still recording? Yes. Is that the whole idea? Is just that you want to make
songs?
Yeah,
so just think about it,
cat
you know?
Songs.
Meow, 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 meow.
And then another company comes
meow, meow,
and they start
meow,
making
meow,
dog songs.
Meow, meow, meow.
And then y'all get into a crazy
meow,
battle.
Meow, 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 meow.
And it's meow. It's, I mean, right meow, I'm thinking it's going to be fun, but I might come bark to it and not know which one's better.
Dude, I think meow, that's what I call music, is a multi-million dollar idea.
I think it's fucking awful. More like Kidz Drop, right?
Oh, man. If I had a coin, I would punch you in the face.
If I had a coin, I would give you $10. That's a really good thing to do, actually. That sounds really fun, just to be like that guy. Heads or tails, $10 or punch.
It's $10, man.
You're the Joker, man. Hey, if Heath Ledger is honorary Secretary of State of our Louisiana Purchase, because he's a fucking bad... He was a great actor, I think. You agree?
I don't know if he was a great actor, but he made some good films.
Yeah. Maybe he's one of those guys that was he was in some good films more than he was
He didn't really show that he was a great actor until The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
He mainly just made like kind of like cheesy films. Yeah, but was still like.
He
fun
was
to
like
watch.
He was just about to like.
He was about to like change his Matthew career a little bit. He was about to have a reconnaissance.
You definitely read People magazine. No, that's a well-known phrase.
Reconnaissance is one of them.
I would really love it if you like secretly like every morning woke up and like read People magazine. People magazine is a daily.
You're pretty much running an ad for People magazine now because you mentioned it on our last podcast as well.
That's how I came up with In-Depth. So we have our full cabinet now. We got Edward Norton president. We got
Edward Norton.
Owen Wilson
vice
president.
We got Owen
president.
Wilson vice.
We got national treasurer.
For Nick Cage.
Nick Cage. Who needs the money.
Did we settle Cats vs. Dogs?
We
did. Cats, right?
For us, Cats, yes.
No, for everyone. I wanted to sell it for everyone. Yeah.
I'm not going to steal. Oh my God, our terrorist group. Are we going to ban dogs from the Louisiana Purchase?
We're going to push them out of Louisiana and other states.
That's going to change shit. Like,
dude,
every dog
that's
shelter.
That's a good idea
because like,
that is going to overload other states with dogs. They're not gonna...
So you're saying you're going to try to like push dogs over the limit to where everyone just hates dogs because there's so many and they're just.
Well, I think it'll just become a nuisance to those other states. Yeah.
They'll start forming packs. And like roaming around cities, eating people.
They'll be like, man, we really need some order around here. We need Louisiana to take over and be our state and get rid of all these dogs.
I think this is a really badass like plot to a science fiction movie. Seriously, like
taking back the Louisiana
like,
Purchase.
The whole like flipping thing, the way we're taking over, we're banning dogs. This has all the makings for like random authoritarian, like a authoritative
government.
Yeah, I don't
know if it's really. It's more like historical fiction.
Yeah.
What you got?
My first podcast idea I wrote down is called Your Favorite Lick. One of the shittiest names I've ever written down, which is saying something because I've only written 10. Five for podcast one and five for podcast two.
Your favorite lick.
And I was going to say, what's your most favorite thing that you've licked?
What's my most favorite thing that I've licked?
Which has the potential to be very raunchy, but go ahead.
Yeah, probably.
Poontang?
Yeah, dude, all about that poontang, man. What else
I was going to say ice cream!
That's funny, because my fourth idea was vaginas. What's up with that? Right?
It was not.
Yeah. Give me.
So we inadvertently wrote the same thing. I mean, well,
if we're assuming that what you mean by licking, you're only talking about vaginas.
I was just saying your favorite thing, any like texture that you've licked.
Oh,
I don't know,
man. Dude,
like food that you've licked. I don't know. What do people lick?
Pussy texture, I guess.
No, food, food. I was thinking food. I only think about food.
I only think about pussy, dude.
Okay. I never explained Free Pussy Wyatt. We got into the Free Pussy Riot thing.
Yeah, I think we didn't explain it.
But his name's Wyatt.
Correct.
Pussy Riot. I can't even say it anymore. Riot.
Yeah.
Free Pussy Wyatt.
Yeah.
That's the name of our terrorist group, of
and
course.
And it's kind of got a couple of meanings, because I love free pussy. Yeah. And it also reminds you of Free Pussy Riot.
It's great on two levels.
Two levels.
I forgot that I also, one of my podcast ideas was The Shocker. The so we were very,
yeah.
like, active, like, there's, like, overtones of, like, raunchiness, but we haven't really talked about anything that raunchy, really.
We haven't. Maybe we need Jill here to offset us a little bit.
We're very asexual
we
without
that,
Jill here.
We need that scantily clad Jill. She was so scantily clad dressed last week, guys.
You're
just to let
you
all know.
Worst.
Just to let you all know.
No one cares.
I think everybody cares.
Everybody's like, you know what? I want to hear about something raunchy through a podcast. I'm going to listen to these two guys talk about fucking nothing. We've talked about a lot. We've talked about politics,
cats,
terrorist groups,
the Mississippi Flipper,
the business of movies,
movie talk.
How it's changing, the internet.
We've covered some ground. And now we're going to talk about our favorite thing to lick.
Are we still on that?
I don't know.
I thought we settled it.
I think it's a pretty bad idea.
That's a terrible idea.
Cool.
I'm glad that I can give a bad idea.
Awesome.
It's possible for me to be flawed.
No, you're right.
That's great.
You're not
I like
perfect.
It. I didn't
Being
know
flawed
that.
Is good.
I didn't know that, so I'm glad to know that I'm flawed.
We don't want to get into vaginas. What's up with that, right?
Can you explain further what you were thinking? Was that just that's all you had? Did you have any more to? Like,
I had nothing.
Is there something you would ask me about vaginas?
That was just that's just what I wrote down, man.
Okay, I think they're pretty dope. I mean,
yeah, me too.
We're two heterosexual men.
Heterosexual bros making a podcast.
Yeah. Vaginas are good. That's it. That's the end of that podcast.
I like them a lot.
We just combined two podcasts, both of our ideas. Your favorite lick.
What's your favorite lick?
Vaginas, what's up with that? It sounds like you're questioning something about it, though.
I don't know what, though.
You were just, it was just kind of like, what is up with that, you know?
Right.
All
right.
Okay, well, done. My second podcast idea just says rain.
This is a theme song?
R-A-I-N, rain.
Rain?
Why did I write rain? Oh.
Do you like rain?
This is similar to Cats versus Ducks. Do you like, is rain good? Do you like rain?
Ooh, I like rain a lot. Sometimes.
Why do you like rain?
Because it's soothing.
I agree. I like, it feels good. It's one of those really animal things. Like, when I'm inside looking out at rain.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It like feels awesome to
yeah,
me. Like,
it's the best.
I feel so fucking
rainy days are so great. Yeah. You just feel like, it's just like.
I feel like a dog curled up inside.
Yeah.
A large house. A large backyard. Good very well trained.
Great owner.
He's treated very well.
Tons of vaginas.
If that dog needs a boat, like a foot surgery, go for it. Because you care for that dog.
Yeah, rain always makes me feel good. I've always wanted to like live in Seattle for a little bit because I feel like I'd love how much it would rain. I don't know if it would make me super depressed. It might.
I don't know. That's a thing. It's like a disorder.
Yeah, seasonal affective disorder.
SAD, sad.
Sad.
Though that's just seasons.
Getting our sad lap.
Well, I guess it's but I feel like I'd get really tired of being wet. I guess I would actually invest in rainy day clothes if I lived in...
You know who gets tired of being
God
wet?
Fucking damn it. What's up with that?
What's up with that, dude?
It's my favorite lick. This is the last lick, Wyatt. This is all five ideas. My fifth idea...
Let me go.
Okay, you go.
Idea. I wrote, Dare.
Drug abuse, resistance, education.
Like D.A.R.E.
Correct. Drug abuse, resistance, education.
Yeah.
How do you feel about DARE?
That's actually a really interesting topic because it's like one of those things, like in middle school, they came by and I feel like everybody was kind of just like,
it was a joke to us.
Yeah, we were like,
drugs
are stupid.
In fifth grade, DARE was like, we made fun of DARE. Like, we were already, like, ironic assholes in fifth grade.
It was just
we
fun like, to get, like, free shirts and, like, play games for a day or something.
We did not take it seriously
at
all.
Yeah, no one did.
And by eighth grade, we were all smoking weed.
Yeah.
So, the only reason we didn't smoke in fifth grade is because no one would sell us weed
in
fifth grade.
Yeah, no one sells a fifth grader.
Yeah.
And I get the idea. They're trying to get to you before you have the chance.
But they just did it in such an ineffective way. They never were like, hey, like, you probably don't want to smoke weed because, you know, it might affect your brain in some negative way that, like, we don't even really know yet or you don't really even know yet. Like, you don't want to smoke weeds because you're going through a lot of emotions and it's just, it might affect you in a weird way. You know, like, they're just like, here's how to say no to drugs. Broken record, try. Say no 1,000 times and walk away. Like,
I remember
they just make it seem like...
And you just remember those dumb things. You don't remember, like... Like, why is this actually something I should maybe
not do?
Yeah,
they never
do?
Gave
yeah.
you any real information about why you shouldn't do it.
Which I guess it might be stupid to be like, here's what drugs... Like, this is exactly what happens when you do drugs.
But that would be an honest way to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We felt like they weren't being honest. We felt like they were just, like, treating us like shit.
Is Dare still around? Are they still...
Oh, yeah. I saw a Dare truck today.
That makes me, like... I wonder how their, like, approach has changed. Do you think Dare should exist?
I think it could. I think it should exist in some way to let children know about drugs. I don't know if the iteration that I experienced was effective at all.
Do you wish they would have stopped you from doing drugs or something? Like,
no, I just wish they would have given me better real information.
Yeah.
You know? But like, imagine, hey, like, your brain's developing. Like, you probably don't want to overload it with drugs that might affect it. You know what I mean? Like, and obviously that's a hard thing to say to, like, a kid who's probably pretty set on doing drugs.
And will that change their mind? I mean, if they want to do that, are they just going to do it? Aren't they just going
to
do it anyway?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't know if that would have changed my mind at the time, but that's something that I think about now with, like, the drug use that I did do. It's like, it was kind of dumb. Like, it definitely has affected me now in some way. You know what I mean? Like, it changed me in some way into the person that I am now, whether it's like...
You're talking about drugs?
Yeah. Whether it's like my memory's a little worse or whether, you know, my emotions are worse. In some way, it has affected... You know what I mean?
But, I mean, there's definitely upsides, though. So I almost am kind of okay that Dare didn't work that well because I maybe
wouldn't
have... Yeah,
had super fun, awesome memories doing mushrooms with my friends. Yeah.
I've enjoyed doing crazy things. It's fun.
Yeah. Drugs are okay, kids. Just don't do a lot of them. Is this a podcast for kids? Is that our main market? I forgot.
This podcast is called Kids.
Kids got the beats, got them streets, and the motherfucking kids got the beats, got them streets, and the motherfucking kids got the beats, got them streets, and the motherfucking kids got the beats, got them streets, and the motherfucking kids got the beats, got them streets, and the motherfucking kids got the beats, got them streets, and the motherfucking kids got the beats, got them streets, and the motherfucking kids got the beats, got them streets, and the motherfucking kids got the beats.
No, And that's the thing about getting to, like, how DARE is kind of, it's, like, not particularly effective, but I get where they're coming from, is, like, activism. Like, I feel like I'm kind of a cop-out because, like, I'm not an activist in pretty much any area because I feel like a lot of activism is kind of, like, not worthwhile. Yeah. It's almost like they're almost there just to say someone's there trying to do something, kind of a thing. Not even just for themselves, but for society. I'm like, someone's trying to fix it, so it's fine. We're a good society. But it makes me wonder, like, is it a cop-out to be like, if this, since it's not doing great, no one should do it kind of a thing? Like, should they just legalize drugs and just let people figure it out? Or should they, like...
I mean, probably.
But, like... Is that just a cop-out? Is that like, oh, people will figure out, and then like 10 years later, like everybody's like fucking doing meth and like dying, and like the president's doing meth and being like, fuck it, right, guys?
Dude, Edward Norton might do a lot of meth.
Yeah, the president of our Louisiana. Wow. Is meth allowed in the Louisiana Purchase? No. I say no.
Meth is not allowed.
Is this a democratic country we have?
No, I'm going to rule it from behind the scenes.
Okay, so wait, these actors are puppets?
Totally. Of course they are. They're actors. They're puppets. That's literally what they are.
That's so sci-fi, man. Like, puppet government ruling, like, a new nation that's supposed to be, like, better and, like, dogless. And full of cats.
Lots of licking. Recently, we found, when I was in high school, we found our friend Ben, who was, like, the biggest, like, he used to carry, like a backpack with a bong in it, and like we'd go to the park and he would like whip out like a giant, like,
that's chill,
like 12-inch bong, and we'd like smoke, and like he was like the biggest stoner I ever met. We found his DARE book one day in his closet, and like this is from fifth grade, and we were reading it, and it was like, what are you gonna say if somebody offers you a joint? And he literally wrote like in the thing, like, sure dude, sounds great. Like like in, he was already
not what I was expecting.
He was already being like an ironic asshole in the DARE book when he was in fifth grade. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's how seriously we all took it. Like,
that's what it's hard to say whether any kind of program would ever be effective in like stopping drugs.
I feel like just every high school program they ever made us sit through or go through was always so cheesy and annoying that we all hated it and made fun of it. And it made us turn on it instantly. We were like, we had this whole like snitch thing where like they came and they were like, it was Crime Stoppers. It was like a big Crime Stoppers thing. You know what I mean? They like gave us this huge Crime Stoppers presentation. They're like, you know, people say snitches get stitches, but it's really great. You know, like sometimes we got to look out for each other. And they just did it in such a cheesy way that we were pretty much booed them. And we were all like assholes. And the principal had to like talk to us about it.
That was classic middle school, high school stuff. The principal has to be like, you guys.
And then we came up with a great idea to destroy Crime Stoppers.
How's that?
Which we never actually put into place, but I think it would work.
For our terrorist group?
For our, we can do it for our terrorist group as a sort of a troubleshooting thing.
Go ahead.
Every day, we came up with this idea that every one of us was going to call Crime Stoppers and report someone for a fake crime. So every day, I was going to call and be like, hey, Thomas has some pills in his backpack in the locker, you know?
Yeah.
And every day, they were going to get hundreds of those, so they would never know which ones were real, and then they wouldn't be able to follow through on any of them.
That's a very Joker-esque idea.
Take down Crime Stoppers, man.
Don't people who call in fake stuff get arrested usually, or if they find them?
Well, it's anonymous.
Okay.
It's completely, or so they say it's completely.
I feel like
anonymous.
If they got a shit ton of like fake call-ins, they'd start like investigating because it's like an offense. It's like you get arrested if you.
But
call
it's just
fake.
Crime Stoppers. It's not the police.
Okay.
So Crime Stoppers.
I don't know
like
that much about Crime Stoppers.
Thing. Like Crime Stoppers isn't.
It's like a volunteer.
It's not 911. It's like it was like a, it's like a school like sort of thing where they try to like it's like an if you see something say something, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
totally.
No Crime Stoppers in lab. I'm telling that to you right now.
Lab.
You're hearing it here first.
So what I'm saying was, like, should they just... Do you think it would be beneficial to actually just get rid of DARE then?
I don't know. I don't know if it would.
It's hard to say, yeah.
I mean, it's there now.
There's too many factors. Like, there's too many factors.
It might be helping, but, I mean, it certainly didn't make me think twice about doing drugs.
By the time that was an option, I had totally forgot DARE existed.
I guess the main deterrent from people from doing drugs is their parents.
Yeah, that's
you know, like DARE has such DARE has like a 0.01% chance of influencing you, whereas your parents have like a 90% chance. Yeah. So if you just have parents who don't care and like don't talk to you about it at all, and just seem cool, like not even bad parents necessarily, but just parents who didn't like actively talk to you about it, then you probably did some drugs and turned out either shitty or okay.
Yeah, it almost seems like an okay. Oversight. Yeah, because like people do quote drugs all the time and.
Weed is not a drug, but they made it seem like weed is gonna like. There's people who I went to high school with who convinced that weed was like heroin.
Yeah,
they were like, we told them like, I was like, yeah, dude, I smoked earlier today, and they're like, what? Like, they were convinced that, like, I was, like, a junkie who was going to, like, kill them, you know what I mean? Like, and I was like, what?
That's another thing, is that if the DARE people were like, oh, these are bad drugs, but these are the worst drugs, yeah. would that be good or bad, though? Because it's almost like...
Yeah, I mean...
Is it just, like, the quote, stepping stone, you know, or, like,
That's bullshit. The whole stepping stone thing. The gateway drug is bullshit. Yeah. Yeah, like, if they were just honest that weed wasn't the worst, but that, like, you really shouldn't do meth or heroin. Like, you, those are the two drugs that, if you do, you might get addicted to them immediately. Like, yeah. that happens to people, and that can, like, really affect your life. But if you smoke some weed, you're gonna be fine, okay? You might get a little too fucking high, okay? You might freak out and crawl on the floor.
This is you talking to a group of second graders. Yeah. Like, we just learned colors.
It's like, kids, you can smoke some weed. It's going to be good. Okay? You're going to be fine.
You're going to like it.
You're going to like it. You're going to have some fun.
The Doritos are going to be... I don't know what Doritos are, but eat them.
Yeah. You're going to like them. These colors you just learned are great. Okay? Do not do heroin. Do not do meth.
I think we should talk about that, by the way. What... Let's guess about the contents of a Dorito. What is it, a Dorito?
Oh, gosh. It's hard to even say. We know it's corn chips.
Corn chips. What does that mean?
I don't even know.
What do they do with the corn?
Yeah, how does the corn get in a chip form?
Powder fire? I guess. Is there potato in Dorito?
I don't think so.
I cannot even fathom.
Are they potato chips or are they corn chips?
Oh, I don't... Oh, fuck. I don't even know that.
I have no idea.
Maybe they have neither. Maybe they're just...
At this point, I think it's just chemicals thrown into chip form.
Cheese powder on, like, a piece of styrofoam.
Cheese powder and a fucking styrofoam.
And God damn it. I have eaten lots of, like, a large amount of snacks in one sitting. Doritos has far surpassed any of those. I have eaten an entire bag of Doritos.
That's
before.
Awesome, dude. I'm more of a Cheesy Puffs guy. That'll be my binge eat.
See,
those little ones that look like...
My jaw gets so tired when I eat Cheesy Puffs, though.
You gotta do a lot of chewing?
Yeah. This podcast is called Snacks.
Snacks are fun, they can't be beat. Snacking is my favorite treat. Snacks, snacks, snacks,
snacks,
snacks, snacks, snacks,
snacks,
snacks,
snacks,
snacks, snacks,
snacks. I haven't named a podcast in a while.
Dude,
what's your favorite snack?
My mom bought a whole box of Fudge Rounds.
Oof,
which were my
mistake.
Favorite. She bought a whole box, and she came home one, like, that evening. She, like, went out and came back, and she found the box in the trash after she had just bought a whole box. And she comes up to me, she's like, Wyatt, did you eat all the Fudge Rounds? And I went, no. And I pointed to my friend, and I said, he had one. And she got really pissed that I ate 8 Fudge Rounds.
It's a really awful story.
It didn't turn out as well as I thought it was going to do.
But I do like that you were
We're going to go ahead and edit that out.
We're not.
We're going to edit it out.
I'm going to leave it in.
You didn't
sure.
hear that. Shad's only going to leave it in.
Heads
if
or tails.
Gay.
Heads or tails.
If he's gay.
Heads or tails.
Shad's gay.
Actually, the Downtown Fiasco, the ska band I was in, I just forgot this until just now.
Downtown Fiasco?
You never heard my band before?
No, not once.
Yeah, we were a ska band. You know what ska is, right?
Yeah, dude. I was in the Aquabats, bro.
We had a song called Chad is Gay.
Yeah.
It was a really fucking awesome song, too. I'm not gay, but it was hilarious, and
yeah.
I loved it. And I had a great trombone part in it, too.
It's awesome.
It was like, Chad is gay. Bum, 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 bum. It was, yeah,
that's
yeah.
gonna. This is called Chad is Gay.
Chad is Gay. We have a real theme going on where we don't.
Where we make fun of each other's sexuality? Yeah.
It's pretty edgy. I mean, we talk about, like, politics and gender identity and stuff.
So, do you have any more ideas? Bring me your fifth right now.
Fifth idea. Okay, now I've completely forgot what this means, even more than waiting for the
world. Here we go.
Name the whales. I just wanted to see how many whale species we could name.
Let's do it.
Orca. Or whale names.
Orca.
If you had
I'm going first. Orca.
Okay. Sperm.
Fuck, I'm going to say bottlenose. Is that a thing?
That's a dolphin. You've already lost name the whales.
Whatever. You can't name another one. Wait, I got one.
White.
I got one. Killer whales.
White.
Okay. White whales? Gray whales? I don't know. That's hard.
That's hard. I don't know that many whales. Now, different
whale
topic.
Experts, please comment.
This is Name the Whales Part 2.
Okay.
If you had a pet whale, what would you name it?
What would I name it? I feel like you got to go with a W because you want that alliteration.
Okay.
So people say...
Wally the Whale.
Wally the Whale.
Walter.
Wilford the Whale.
Wilford.
Wilford's a good name for a whale.
Wongi. Wongi the Whale.
Wongi is fucking terrible.
That's an awful name.
That's like a Jill idea.
It sounds like a kid's show that gets canceled as the first episode is airing.
like in
it's
the middle
Wongi.
Of the episode.
Nope.
Do you watch Adventure Time?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to watch some Adventure Time.
Me too. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, but only the first season.
The newest season, Noah showed me some newer episodes. It gets fucking cool, like crazy. It gets weirder.
Yeah.
In a good way. Like, they get, like, they start to, like, build character like shows tend to do nowadays when they get further into the seasons. It's yeah. cool. It's cool. They, like, there's cool, like, backstories and, like, weird, like, they take more risks
yeah.
than most cartoons do.
I'd love to have all those season DVDs because I could watch the shit out of
this. Yeah. It's worth it, I'd say.
I can't believe only season one is on Netflix. They need to put season two on Netflix.
Netflix, like, rules what TV shows are popular sometimes. Like,
yeah, too
so many
much
people
so.
Have bought into that now that, like, people aren't going to give up Netflix easily. They would have to do something pretty terrible or something much better would have to come along for Netflix to, like, go out of favor.
Yeah, I don't know what would.
Yeah, I can't even. It's hard to.
This is called Netflix Runs Your Life.
Netflix Runs Your Life.
Netflix rules your life.
Netflix. Netflix
rules your life.
Facebook owns all your pictures and your dick. Vaginas. What's up with that?
Right?
That's my favorite lick. Wayne on your parade.
This is a theme. No.
Shocker, shocker.
No, stop.
I'll Chan. Change.
You'll never change.
I just used every podcast idea in one sentence, kind of. There was some semicolon.
Meow, that's what I call a podcast idea.
Meow, that's what I call music.
That's an ending. That's an ending, right?
I feel like that's good.
Yeah, that's what I call. All right.
I had one more idea, but I'm going to keep it hidden.
Are you? Oh, man, now I want to know. Oh, and he's tearing it up. We'll
he's
never know.
He's symbolically ripping this up.
9 out of 10 podcast ideas. Thank you for listening.
Thank
to
you for tuning
two.
In. We really appreciate it.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Comment. Might win $10.
Yeah, flip a coin to see if you're going to get punched in the face.
Well, I'm going
to
flip the coin.
No, let them flip the coin so that when they get punched in the face, they know it was their
okay,
fault.
No lying.
No lying.
No lying.
We're going to be there when they flip it.
Oh, we're going to be there?
We're going to meet them. They flip the
coin.
Okay,
cool. We're
going to
meet
them.
You. We're going to meet you, and I'm going to let you flip the fucking coin.
Flip the coin.
Flip the coin. Okay, over and out.
Over and out.